Tua, still three places left to go. We've got Newcastle, Brisbane, and Canberra. Not in that order. The actual order is...
Brisbane, Newcastle, Canberra.
You heard it here first. Ticket link in the description. Friggin' get it.
I, to be honest with you, didn't think that I would take off like this.
Hey, Megan.
Oh, my.
Nice.
This is God Is Dead,
the podcast about the worst content on the internet.
The Your Pants Challenge.
We're not just telling these stories for nothing.
Yeah, the gay potion.
It's to answer one simple question.
Is this all proof that God has abandoned us?
Or are we going to be okay?
Chillfully thus far.
Today on the show, I want to take you back to the Central Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to Gosford. In
fact,
we are going to a small Indian restaurant in Gosford.
God Is Dead, deep dive.
Rajshahi Indian Restaurant.
This is not what I thought it was. There was a restaurant on the coast. I don't know if it was Indian, but they apparently got in trouble from McDonald's because their logo was like half of an M, but it was an A. Anyway, okay, not them.
Not this one. So this one's called Rajshahi Indian Restaurant, and it was actually the first North Indian restaurant in the whole Central Coast region. So 1985, bit of a groundbreaking thing. But when you look at this restaurant, it's kind of small. It's kind of unassuming. I'll show you a picture of it. Do you want to describe it?
Oh, sure. I think I even recognize this.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, imagine like, you know, like you're walking and you might see to your left sort of like a little, almost like a cul-de-sac of like a few restaurants stacked on top of each other. You've got a top level and a bottom level. I actually think I know where this is.
Yeah.
And it's just like a little sign that says the name and you can walk in. I can't really see inside.
Yeah, it's like a strip mall, like a little arcade. And there it is, pretty humble, nothing too crazy. Now, Rajshahi stays open. And what's interesting is at some point, the restaurant gets passed from the owner down the family to the daughter, this lady called Adi. And she'd been working there for 9 years. And what she was thinking was, oh, you know what could really help? A social media presence. That could boost a bit of business.
Haven't we just talked about how restaurants need to be content creators now and how it's almost always bad?
Well, wipe that cynicism off your face because I am going to show you a miracle. So, first post is on Facebook, fairly innocuous. There's another post on Instagram that goes at the same time. One on Instagram is Naan Bread. The one on Facebook, it's a logo.
This is after the new ownership.
This is after the new ownership, and this is in 2019. Now, what happened in 2020, early 2020?
Mr. Pandemic.
The pandy, baby. The pandizzy. So the pandemic hits, and on businesses, this has like a specific effect. So particularly on restaurants, so you've got basically two things that come up. You need a stronger online presence now, and you also need to sell deliveries. That is the way that you're going to survive the pandy.
Yeah.
So on April the 17th,
brutal.
Rajshahi Indian Restaurant posted this. Describe the image.
Hey guys, it's Peter Griffin nailing up a sign. Hey guys, Peter Griffin here. Just wanted to say that Rajshahi Indian Restaurant in Wyoming is the best for delicious Indian cuisine. Try their amazing Shahi Naan tonight on Menu Log.
Now, the meme, I believe the technical term is moldy. When a meme has been screenshotted so many times that it starts to become pixelated from what the original image was. So yeah, it's moldy, it's pixely, and it's just done shit posty. The text is like aerial bold. It's just there.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Yeah. Anyway, the most interesting thing about this is they didn't just post it. They boosted it. They sponsored it.
Uh-huh.
So they put a bit of money behind this ad.
Why not?
And this ad goes a little bit viral.
On Facebook?
Yeah, on Facebook. It gets like, yeah, like 1,000 reactions to it.
Yeah, all right. That's pretty good for Facebook. Dude, you're lucky to get 10 sometimes.
Anyway, this proved to be a pretty damn good strategy because look at the posts that these people have made over the years. Just describe them.
Oh, wow. Wow. Actually, fuck. This rings a bell. I've seen some of this shit being like reposted going, dude, this is crazy random restaurant in Wyoming. Keep talking shit, except the I is underscore with no letter, about Rajshahi Indian Restaurant. You haters will be deduced from the menu. And of course, Stewie Griffin with a Chi-Town hat.
Here we have Stewie.
Being boss equals butt chicken. Stewie is like boss baby Stewie with that caption. Moustache and aviators
So
included.
Butt chicken is a theme that comes up quite a lot. Uh-huh. Instead of saying butter chicken, they say butt chicken. Also the Shaji Naan.
This would be a brand new one because it's the one of the guy looking totally disinterested like at the festival and the girls screaming in his ear. there. I want butt chicken. Do you hear H-E-R-E me?
Here's my favorite one.
It's one half of the meme. The left side is before Raj Shahi Indian restaurant, SpongeBob looking like a fucking nerd, and then gangster SpongeBob with grills and a bandana after Indian restaurant.
All right, we've got the Abbey Road. This is why, yes, it was quite scrumptious. And then finally, this rage comic. No. I'll save this one till last.
No.
Read it out.
Okay, there's Derp and Derpina. it says, me working like a boss under Derp, and Derpina goes, "Let's sniff." She says, "Hey, babe, you smell like butt chicken." Then the Derp's doing the whole like, face, neck extended all the way back. So like, huh? Don't worry, it's a good thing. I like it. And she says, and then it's Migusta face, epic. And then in the bottom right corner, Barney Stinson saying true story. And she has the Migusta face as well. Wow. This is honestly the first brand that has amazed me. And think about it. There is no marketing team. I know these guys are a mom and pop little restaurant. There's
fact,
no marketing.
It's all this one lady. It's all this woman right here, whose name is Artie. And
whoa,
she is just going dummy with
Artie's
these memes.
On it.
Yeah, Artie is freaking on it.
And I can't imagine, though, like, this is the thing about Central Coast, right? It's like, the demographic would be so interesting in terms of who's understanding these memes, because like, who's fucking on Facebook? Over 35s, probably over 50s. And so it's like, what are they going to do with this information? Because it's so nonsensical if you don't understand the deep layers of irony and the years of meme that go into it.
Yeah, these are like 10-tier memes. You know, you got to be fairly deep into the like sphere.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. Why can't I find Indian restaurant like this? And then it's got the actual shop front and then Rajchichi Indian restaurant. Hey, I'm literally the Rajiji Indian restaurant in the pic. It's all so damn good. And they sponsor these things. They actually send these out into the internet and you can see it. And wow, every now and then a screenshot will go viral on TikTok. But it's funny that you say who is fucking with this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So quite a lot of people. In fact, on Instagram, 26,000 people.
Nice.
They got the 26K, baby.
Nice.
And as far as a marketing strategy goes, it has begun working. There are people who are now making pilgrimages to Raj Shahi restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, there's this one dude who came from Camden.
Oh, it's like how you remember Binley Mega Chippy?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it's like.
Binley Mega Chippy. Binley Mega Chippy. Mega Chippy, Binley Mega Chippy.
Binley Mega Chippy. So Binley Mega Chippy is just some fucking like fish and chip shop in a place in England, and it was everywhere on TikTok. There was even the point where I remember seeing someone made Binley Mega Chippy official video game, and you could like drift around the thing, and people were lining up. They had to hire all this extra staff to keep up with the demand as people pilgrimaged throughout all around the country to get there, to line up for hours. Keep in mind, the food's freaking pretty average. Like, I think everyone that went there was like, oh, yeah, this was not worth a three-hour line. This wasn't even worth the petrol. And as soon as it began, it was already over. All the extra staff they hired, what are they going to do with them? I don't know. I think they were genuinely having to hire first-timers just because they panicked and had to go, fuck. And now you never see it ever again. It's a dead meme. Feels like these guys have got some longevity that they didn't manage to get with Binley Mega Chippy.
Yeah, so I haven't eaten there, but I read all the Google reviews. Apparently, best Indian I've had on the coast comes up quite a bit. So here's a dude who made a pilgrimage from Camden. For the non-Sydney people, basically, it's like hour and a half south, kind of southwest of Sydney, to go hour and a half north.
Maybe
of
even
Sydney.
More, because Worming's like the other end.
Yeah,
so
true.
It's probably 2 hours.
Anyway,
wow.
Seems to be working. A lot of people really like it.
We need to take this opportunity because it is such a rare brand win.
Yep. So,
do we get some advice?
Yes. I am going to call Artie right now. I have asked her earlier if she would be on the podcast, and she said happily. So I'm very, very pumped about this. How did you start shit posting?
It was a pretty dreary time during COVID. People would sit at home. There was a lot of panic. What do they do when they panic? They go onto social media. And that's what started it all. I want to give a shout out to Rob Polo. He did the first meme that started all this. A meme which I had no clue about. And then sent me a message, and they put it in this huge Family Guy posting group. And then the traffic on our page was tremendous. Wow. And I was like, what's going on here? That was the first thing I've heard about memes. I've seen them around, but I wasn't too sure what they were about, stuff like that. And then I thought to myself, I could do something like this.
Wow.
And it started from there.
How did you learn these meme formats? It sounded like you were saying you weren't really across memes much, and then suddenly you're posting these very, very specific niche, high-level memes.
Research. My partner's also a graphic artist as well, so I would give him the idea of what I wanted, and he would do it for me. We did very well in COVID. We did so well that I bought a shop.
Congrats.
Thank you. We moved from Wyoming to Gosford, and it was huge. And we don't do dining either, so we only have takeaway and delivery service.
Yeah, and apparently a meme service as well.
Yeah, but it's fun.
How did you teach yourself the language of memes so fast? Because I feel like you're 10 layers deep, but you're telling me that you started fresh.
And on Facebook, that's so, you know.
I just ask them. If you look on some of my comments, I'll write it down on a piece of paper. Okay, W means epic. And then FR means for real. But then I forgot what goat means as well, something like that. And then I just say to them straight out, I'm new to this. Just teach me.
Wow.
What does it mean?
But you're so ahead of the curve. I don't understand.
I don't understand either. I just learned to adapt. And it actually makes me laugh too, because when I do the memes, it's funny. And I thought, people have a laugh. It's good fun. They don't like it, they just won't like it, or they'll tell me. But it's good fun. It just brings a smile to people's faces, and it's just for a laugh.
This has been a fairly sudden blast of attention.
I, to be honest with you, didn't think that I would take off like this. It grew in a month. A month and a half, it grew about 20,000 followers in a month and a half. I had only, I think back 2.5 months ago, 1,019 followers on Instagram.
20,000 followers or 25,000 followers in 2 months.
I'm not used to attention. I shy away from it. I do a lot of charity work as well. So for DV victims, I help, I feed the homeless, I contribute money to Central Bay Disaster Relief. I work full-time, I work at the restaurant, so I don't like being in the limelight. It's okay if the restaurant's in the limelight, that's fine, but I just stay away from it. But sometimes I have to put my picture up on Instagram because they all think I'm a dude, they call me bro, dude, man, and I just hate it.
I have a friend who runs this very edgy streetwear label, and she every single day, she can't count on one hand the amount of people who say, yo, bro, I love your stuff. Yo, man, this is sick. And she's like,
So I actually put my picture up, and I said, does that look like I'm a bro to you, a man, or anything like that? I'm a female memer, and I always encourage my female fans, which I've done so in a picture of me with the pink sari. I always thank them, and I always say, like, that my female followers to know that make sure you're inside and out and you're beautiful, because we're so underrated. But there's a dark side to memeing as well.
Yeah?
It's the people.
What do you mean?
It's like being trolled.
Have you had many instances of that?
Yes, I have actually. So they were putting like these outrageous one-star reviews, these trolls, and they were just, and I just took to the Instagram page and I said, like, how dare you? I said, that's my father's legacy. You don't bad name something that's never happened, or you don't put anything fake on there. See, one thing I have backing me up is food, because my dad's old school chef. He's been on Singapore Airlines. He's had his own like cooking show. So he's got a tremendous chefing background.
Do your parents have any idea about the meme side of the business?
Yes, they do. they do actually. They just think I'm crazy. My dad's hardcore old school, doesn't believe in the phone, doesn't believe in technology.
Do they ever try to give you advice? Like, I'm sure your dad would be like, what about telling them, you know, the masala, it's great, like the chai. Why don't you tell them that instead of this? Like, it must be a funny one.
My dad's like pretty cool. I'll show him some of the memes I do and stuff like that. I said, look, Dad, I put your photos up on Facebook too, your Chefing Day photos. So it's a meme page, but there's a story behind it as well. Like, we're just not your typical boring restaurant where you put pictures of food up, yeah. you oogle over it, or look how many awards you've won, blah, 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 blah. It's supposed to be engaging. And my belief is a business page shouldn't be boring.
Love that.
It should be out there. It should be confronting. It should be you.
Well, thank you so much. This is so beautiful to learn how much soul is behind this ironic page.
Yeah, anytime you want to talk to me, you know what my number is.
Likewise. So there you go. So first thing that I got wrong, I thought that the Peter Griffin meme came from them. That came from that guy, Rob. But everything else seemed to be like fairly in line with the story, apart from the fact that she learnt the language of memes.
And that's incredible that it was not through any deep cuts. It sounds like it was through Facebook and like Instagram, which are not the forefront of that culture initially. You know, I actually looked at a graph the other day. It's like where memes came from in the 2010s versus 2022, and it's shifted entirely. Almost half of it is TikTok, and she doesn't even use TikTok. So of course, the text-based shit is like a whole nother world. But
yeah, that's like Reddit and Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, she must be following the right accounts, and you know, she got the husband that's got a bit of graphic design, and you know, it's a great, perfect killer combo.
This is beautiful.
Final judgment.
If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is the edgy moment where we ask, hey man, this content that we've reviewed is a proof that God is dead. Bryce, is God dead here?
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
I have a real glimmer of hope there, but just because we are more than a glimmer and a fucking avalanche of hope, finally, because we have had so many fucking episodes about big brand fails, corporations getting it wrong, thinking they're genius, just absolutely fucking it up. And you know what? It's not that hard. You just have to fucking make it interesting. And that sounds so vague, but here we have someone who did not grow up scrolling this kind of stuff.
No, grew up working in the Indian restaurant.
Has got, you know, a little insight from here and taken it and run. And, you know, it's almost like, fuck, you can be a good person and just a little bit switched on, and you can make it happen for yourself. You've also got to have the good product to back it up. I am certain when we go to that restaurant, it's going to taste great. Mm-hmm. I'm certain of it because that came first, not the marketing. And then how do we get famous? And then, oh, fuck it, we have these donuts that we can just flog to people.
But even there was no desire to get famous.
And that's also so key. It almost feels like,
You know, the thesis that I made in that contentification documentary. I'm going to shout out my other stuff. Check out my YouTube video, The Problem with the Internet That No One's Talking About. Big clickbait title, semi kind of like self-referential. But the sort of way that ends is me predicting that non-viral content will become viral.
Well, we've talked about it on the podcast before. Things that we like generally come from someone that's just genuinely just wanting to, you know, send it to their friends or something.
Or and like in Artie's case, like literally just make people laugh because yeah. The pandemic was sad as shit.
Yeah. And not trying to be like, all right, this is going to be the viral post.
Yeah. 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 What are the trends today? What are the trends? No, it's just chicken. It's just naan. It's just come to Wyoming and have some freaking Indian food.
No focus groups, none of that. You can just tell. You can really tell that content that is coming from that place, it hits a different way. And I think I agree. Like, I think what people might take away from this is like, hey, it's almost like don't try to trick people. Stop trying to trick people, like trying to make content, the word content, just to Instagram's pushing videos. I just need to make a viral video, but that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't fucking mean anything. It's going things that go viral aren't because someone went, sometimes it is, but like, it's not because like Chewbacca mom or whatever. I always bring up that example. Wasn't like, yo, time to go viral. Like, yep.
This is worth every penny.
My one's Nate the Hoof Guy, the dude on YouTube who cleans cow hoofs.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, we got a cow hoof here.
Today's video, we've got 979 in the chute and she is favoring her right front foot.
Yeah, I think that's the way of the future. Get on the trend. And it's so nice.
Get on the trend.
It's so nice. Growth hacking. It's so nice.
You have to manufacture.
It's so nice that we still have people that haven't been poisoned.
And also, she's a freaking legend as well. Like, big just time. Hearing her
great
say,
values.
Great, yeah, great values, great food, great service, 5 stars on Google reviews. She just sounds like a great, great human being.
Yeah, and real like respect for the legacy she kept bringing up. You know, it's like, I don't want to do anything or let anyone talk some shit about my dad's cooking. And so
completely,
she's playing the meme game, but she's also going to not let it walk all over her and become a slave to the algorithm.
Completely. You know? And she's even got that sort of like stick it to the paradigm vibe where she's saying, like, I'm a female memer.
Yeah.
What?
Also, that's great too. Yeah, I'm saying 10 out of 10.
God's 10 out alive. Of 10. God has never been more alive. I think this is my favorite case.
Yeah.
Yeah, in terms of positivity. God's alive.
God's alive. Woo! Hey, thank you so much for listening. Hey, tour. Brisbane, Newcastle, Canberra. Check the dates. They are in the description. Tickets available. We are bringing this show nowhere else. We will not film it again. We will not put it anywhere on the internet. You have to come and see it. It's not a live podcast. Bring your friends that don't know the podcast. They'll love it. It's a complete maniacal deep dive.
Yes, I will read out a quick review from somebody who was at the Sydney show. I thought the show was one of the most interesting and cleverly staged performances I've ever seen. It was articulate, confronting, thoughtful, hilarious, disturbing, and poignant all at once. A real piece of art. You guys should be so proud.
We are.
We are incredibly proud. Thank you so much for those kind words.
Thankful very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that. If you came to a live show, it's been an absolute pleasure so far. We're not done yet, so head along, get a ticket. And online, God is Dead, not clickbait,
Rajashi
everywhere.
Indian restaurant, go check that out. We'll link to that. Yep. Check out Bryce V. Mills.
And Struthler69.
Love you.
Love you.
Case closed.